Transmission.
And my name's Tobe. It's 1930 UTC. And that means that this is the Dubious Goals Committee. And I do have a dubious goal today, and that is to see what's going on outside. By which I mean not go out and look for baby marmots. I already did that. I've already been out today, and I saw 4 baby marmots from 3 different litters. Wait. Yeah. And I knew where some others were, but I didn't go looking for them, and I wasn't recording. I had my equipment with me, but for some reason I decided, yeah, I don't feel like walking through here and recording. I'm always doing the exact same stuff. We don't need to hear another version of the exact same thing today. So right now I'm sitting in my studio, and a few minutes ago, well, maybe half an hour ago, I heard some large trucks idling outside my house, which I do not like. That makes me frightened. These could be troop trucks. These could be police vans. Who knows? This could be a SWAT team. It could be SEALs. And so I went out to see what was going on. And oh no, they were not the armed forces. It was just, in fact, the city. And I couldn't tell what they were doing. But if they were out in my street, I have a pretty good idea what they're doing. They're probably checking the holes. So, Hole Watch 2016. We're going to go outside right now and see what has happened. The trucks are gone now. So now we can reconnoiter and see what's going on. So I'm standing in my garage opening the door. And I'm going to put on my sunglasses. Because I look so cool when I wear them. All right. Out into the blazing sun we go. Wow. It's about 310 degrees Kelvin out here. And, oh yes, as I walk out into the middle of the street to where the Big Dip is in the road, oh my. Oh my. Yes. The city has been here. Now I have to get out of the street so the car can drive by. And the giant dip in the street has most assuredly sunk even deeper. And there is green spray paint. They have circled a little hole that has appeared in the asphalt with green spray paint. And they have written the initials DT. Which usually stands for delirium tremens. But the best part about it is, of course, you know, I have to come out here during rush hour. It's not really rush hour, but there's still plenty of traffic. There is actually a hole now. In the interstices of these slabs, there's, you know, some big concrete slabs, and one of them is cracked, and there's a asphalt patch over it. And there is a hole in the asphalt that is, oh, it is 10 centimeters at its widest point. And it's about 5 centimeters across. And it is a hole. I can see down underneath the street. Awesome. The street is hollow underneath. And it's getting worse. And it's breaking through. So, maybe we'll get a big hole. Unlikely. The city is obviously aware of the situation and is going to be correcting the situation as soon as possible. Probably tomorrow. I'm now walking down the street further because when I looked out the window, I did see that they were doing some other stuff further down the street. So we're going down there to see what they were doing. The funny thing is I was going to bring a gallon of water out with me and pour it in the dip to see how much water the dip would hold. Then I thought, you know, it'd be funny is then drop some waterproof firecrackers in there But that would not be good. Aha! There is fresh asphalt down here. Dun, dun, dun. I'm touching it with my bare fingers. It is not hot anymore, but it is sticky, sticky, sticky. And it smells very asphalty. Okay. Yeah, there's a couple of other chunks here and there. They were here. They put down some fresh asphalt, but not in the hole. Very interesting. I'm kind of excited. So now I'm going to walk around the corner here. And I could have sworn that they turned down this side street. What street is this anyway? Oh, it's Spalding Street. But as I walk further along, I do not see any other markings. I do not see any other fresh asphalt. And now I'm standing in front of my friend Jim's house. And I see nothing. So I'm heading on back to my house. And my pants are falling down already. This makes no sense. I've been eating like a pig for the last week or two. I mean, I'm talking about, I've been having multiple meals every day. Like three meals. How can I be losing weight? Well, actually, I know perfectly well how this is all happening. It's just annoying. Because now my pants don't fit. Now I'm looking at the edge of my driveway. It's kind of messed up. Oh well. Let's go back inside. Better check to see if I got any snail mail today. Open the mailbox. No. Nothing in the snail box. Back into the garage we go. And we push the magic button to make the door close. That's fun. Oh, and look who's here. I walk into my house and here's my kitty. Here's Pippa. First time I've seen her all day. She must have been hiding. Were you hiding in your kitty hut? Were you hiding in the thunder hut because you were afraid, or were you just sleeping? Oh, you're going to give me some baby kisses. That's so nice. I like to get kitty kisses. Oh, you like to smell the equipment? Yeah, I'm doing the radio show again. Yeah, you're a good baby. Yeah, you've been sleeping all day. That's fun for a kitty, huh? Yeah, you're the sleepinest Mazuganer. Yeah, because you're so fluffy. The fluffier anybody is, the more they got to take naps. Because naps are fun for kitties, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Alright, this means now that she's awake, she's going to want to do kitty stuff. So, let's go back into the studio real quick. And now, all we got to do is figure out what we're going to do next.
Okay, I got an idea. We haven't done this segment in a while, so let's do this instead. This will be fun. This is going to require some theme music, because now it's time for Cooking with Tobe. It's time for Cooking with Tobe, even if you don't want to, so too bad. Cooking with Tobe. Playing my zook. Okay, so what are we making today? Well, today we're going to make a yummy drink. So I hope everybody's thirsty. I actually invented this last night. And it's probably the greatest thing that I've thought up in at least the last 90 days. So, we're in the kitchen, and I got a bunch of stuff. And this drink does take some effort, and I haven't even named it yet, but it's pretty yummy. So, the first thing you'll need to do is go into your refrigerator and grab your jug of Pina Colada mixer. Now, I've been using the frozen concentrate kind, and I've been watering it down one can per one can of concentrate, so it's kind of thick and it's kind of yummy. So get your jug of that and shake it up so it's mixed up real good. And then get like a beer mug or a pint glass, something that's kind of tall. And what you do then is open up your
stuff and pour in about, 2 ounces. That's 2 ounces right there. Yes. And then put the stuff back in the fridge. Then, while you're in the refrigerator, take out your jug of peach mango flavored Kool-Aid. Shake it up to make it sure it's nice and mixy. And then you pour in some of this stuff until you're about 3/4 of the way up. Do not fill the glass all the way because we are not done yet. Then you put the peach mango Kool-Aid back in the refrigerator. Okay. Now, being as the pina colada mixer is denser than the Kool-Aid, take either a straw or a bamboo skewer, or skewer, depending on where you're from, and stir it up. I'm stirring. It's gonna be delicious. Okay. Now, here's where it gets weird. What? I hear somebody yanging at me while I'm trying to make my drink. Now, the third step is to reach into your freezer and retrieve 1 banana popsicle. So we open the freezer. We get the banana popsicle, and I should say that these are not the full-size banana popsicles. These are the one-stick, small, narrow kind of popsicle, not your basic two-stick one. Those are too big. If you have a two-stick banana popsicle, just break it in half and use one half. So open up your banana popsicle. And when did they start wrapping these in Mylar? I don't know. And insert the banana popsicle into the drink. Dun dun dun. So the stick is sticking up so you can still grab it. Now, you can add a couple of ice cubes. So we'll reach back in the freezer and get some ice cubes. Last night when I did this, I did it with 4 little ice cubes. And I got bigger ice cubes today, so we're only using 3. Yes. The ice cubes are in the drink with the popsicle. Woohoo! All right, now to finish this bad boy off, we add 1 lime wheel, which is a slice of lime. I couldn't find any Persian limes in the store, so I'm using the regular whatevers. These aren't key limes, they're whatever limes. And just, you know, put that on the edge of the glass. And that is pretty much it. That's the basic drink that I do not have a name for yet at this time. I better take a picture of this. Grab my camera here, and the air conditioner just came on. Now I don't have a seamless or anything, so I'm just gonna drape a towel behind the old drink here and see if we can get some shots. And the flash was on. Do I want the flash on? Maybe. Looks like we're gonna be taking a whole bunch of pictures to see if we get any good ones. If I do get any good ones, you'll be seeing a link pop up right about now that you can click on and see this wonderful drink that I have invented. And I'm just taking more and more pictures just to try to get a good one here. And now the only thing left to do is to drink it. I took the straw out, don't really need a straw. Oh yeah. Let's test it out. Oh my God. Oh my God, yeah, it's the greatest thing ever. It's so piña-y, and it's so limey. Oh, it's so delicious. And every once in a while, you can pull the popsicle off out of the drink and go, it's so banana-y. I take a chunk of popsicle and then take a sip. Oh,
so delicious.
Mmm. Mmm. Get some more popsicle.
Mmm.
And that lime just adds the kicker. Oh, it's the best thing ever.
Oh, and who's this?
Hi, Stinky, what are you doing? Are you being a good baby?
Oh, he wants to taste a yummy drink?
Do you want to taste a yummy drink?
It tastes like mango and peach and banana and lime and piña.
Oh, here. So if you have a cat and your cat's bugging you, what you need to do now is put the drink on the kitchen floor
so that she can taste it to see if she likes it.
Oh, you wants to try some? It's so yummy. Oh, you don't want it?
She's backing away from it.
Well, you're always so curious as to what I'm drinking all the time.
Mmm. Oh, it's like a tropical paradise in a mug. It's Tobe's Tropical Bomb. You know, I've come up with a lot of weird drinks and weird foods in my life, but this... Mmm. This has got to be in the top five. So yummy. I dropped my slice of lime. It's so limey. And after a while, the popsicle starts to get all melty, and it's extra yummy. It's so banana-y, with a hint of peach and mango and coconut.
Oh.
How could this be any better? Well, it probably can't. However, I have been giving it some thought. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what I was thinking last night was, originally when I was coming up with this idea, I thought, oh, I'll add a drop or two of artificial rum flavoring, which you can buy on the spice rack in any grocery store. But I thought, well, when I made the first one, I didn't add it because I thought, oh, it'll be way too rich. Because it's super rich as it is. It's like, I'm going to have to drink an espresso after this. What are you doing? The cat's messing with the trash bag. Are you going to play with the plastic bag? Do you know how much noise that makes when I'm trying to do a radio show? Yeah, that's just pretty much like white noise. Cats, what are you going to do? Maybe we'll just drink some more of this yummy drink. Brilliant. Also, I suppose if you're the type of person who does enjoy ethanol in your drinks, you could add some. Obviously, rum would be an obvious choice, but, you know, why bother? Ice cream might be a good idea. You could put vanilla ice cream in here. That would be crazy. It's so yummy. It's so delicious. Oh, wow. Yeah. You need to go to the store right now and get some frozen pina colada mixer concentrate, and you need to get some peach mango Kool-Aid, and you need to get some banana popsicles. I mean, you should have these in your refrigerator already. And if you don't, well, I don't know how you're living your life. And I don't want to know. I'm telling you right now, go to the store. So worth it. It's so delicious. Once again, the recipe is about 2 ounces of pina colada mixer, about 8 to 10 ounces of peach mango Kool-Aid. Then you throw in the banana popsicle, add a couple of ice cubes, and garnish with a slice of lime. No, you will not be sorry.
If you have kids or you know some children, you might want to drop this on them. You will be the hero. You will be like unto a god. Because it tastes so yummy. Can't get enough of this stuff. The funny thing is, I bought a bunch of lemons and a lime last night so I could make lemonade, not this. But I'm glad I made this too. Mm. So I also got a nice big jug of freshly squeezed lemonade in my refrigerator. The diabolical refrigerator of Tobe. And my banana popsicle is losing its frozen treat integrity, so I'm giving it a chomp. Oh, it's so cold. It's so yummy. Delicious. Mmm. It's so good. Oh, yeah. I'm just about to finish this bad boy off. I've got about a finger left. Mmm. Mmm. Lots of bits of fruit at the bottom from the pina colada mixer. Mmm. It's so pineapple-y. Mmm. It's so pina-y. Oh, it's all gone. And I would say, oh, I feel sad and depressed that it's all gone, but I don't because it was so yummy. It was so yummy that, personally, I think we should celebrate. We need to celebrate the greatness of this drink. And how do we celebrate? Well, the way we celebrate anything around here, which starts off with me reading this warning. Warning! Flammable rocket with report. Use only under close adult supervision. For outdoor use only. Place in wooden trough or iron pipe at 75 degree angle, pointing away from people or flammable material. Do not hold in hand. Light fuse and get away. This rocket travels at high speeds and can travel long distances. Misuse may result in injury or fire. You know, they should add, or death. That's my favorite warning. Misuse may result in injury or death. What does that mean, kids? It's time to light some bottle rockets. So let's just pick everything up, walk by the can full of rockets, grab a few, and head out the door. Jeez, I can only carry 8 things at once here. Good thing I'm so coordinated. And out onto the back deck we go. Here we are at my bottle rocket launching station. I wonder what's going to happen next. That one was no good, and I thought that was going to blow up at the bottom of the pipe. I can hear somebody talking. I hear voices somewhere. Should we be pointing these somewhere else? I mean, closer to the wherever the voices are coming from? Yeah, let's aim for these guys over there. I don't know what they're doing, but they're going to get a surprise. And we're spooking some birds, too. Hey, my neighbor's dog is starting to bark. I hate that dog. Let's give that dog a little bit more to bark at here. Kapow! Now, yeah, this is my neighbor. Oh, he's looking for me now. Should we go back inside? Or should we continue to light bottle rockets? Also, there's a maple tree growing up through my deck right here. Somebody needs to trim these trees back. And I think that somebody needs to be me. I need to get a new bottle rocket launching tube. This one's getting all, well, it's all toasty and half melted at the bottom. All right, let's go for 2 here. I think he's just taking in his dog. Good, I don't like that dog. Whoosh, whoosh, pack, pack. Oh, I'm breathing in the smoke. I do love the smell. All right,
Got my last two bottle rockets here. Mount them up in the tube. Let's rocket. Uh-oh, that's a problem. That one blew up in the bucket. And I'm sure that it just clipped this recording. Now I'm over here by the air conditioner, if you're wondering what that sound is. And that means we can go back inside now. Oh, and there's the kitty wondering what's going on. I was lighting bottle rockets outside, Dinkus. Did you hear me? Yeah, I was causing some troubles. Kitties don't like bottle rockets. And here we are back in the studio. And I'm glad you were able to catch this most recent installment of Cooking with Tobe. I realize that wasn't so much cooking as, you know, making drinks. But whatever, we could actually cook. I bought some pepperoni the other day. I was, couple nights ago, I was having a strange craving for pepperoni, but also mad because it's so hard to get good pepperoni. So the next day, I went to the store, and I found all the junk pepperoni, and you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to mention any brands, Hormel, but you can find this stuff everywhere, and it's junk, and it tastes like nothing. And so I was wandering around in the exotic gourmet section of the store, and they had some decent-looking pepperoni, and I thought, okay, well, I'll try it. And I got it home, and it was pretty good. Strangely enough, this is the same brand that is apparently a sponsor of the Copa America Centenario, which I hate and don't watch, and it's purely a coincidence that I got it. I would not buy anything advertised on TV. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know that this company made pepperoni. It's like, oh, isn't that the pepperoni I just bought when I was watching the show, and I shouldn't even have been watching the dumb games anyway, but I was, because it's football, and you know how I get sometimes. Well, it was one of those times. And I think it was that night I had purchased some bagels as well, so I just cut a bagel in half, threw on some spaghetti sauce, some of that yummy pepperoni, and some mozzarella cheese, along with some Italian seasonings, and a little bit of Tabasco sauce, just to, you know, kick that pepperoni up a notch. Ugh, can't believe I just said that. But you know how much I love Tabasco sauce. And those are some pretty good pizza bagels. They were delicious. I probably shouldn't have eaten it, but, you know, it still tasted pretty good. So maybe I'll make a pizza later. Maybe I will. That sounds pretty good. Of course, you'll miss out on this because we're rapidly running out of time here on today's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, which is too bad. There's three things I can't get enough of in this world of ours. One, time. Two, cats and marmots. And three, gunpowder. Well, I go through gunpowder faster than anybody I know. I suppose I should be wrapping this up pretty quick because my football game comes on soon. And don't forget, today is Saturday. Today is it's not the first day. It's the second day of Euro 2016, the big football tournament going on this summer. It's a big deal. I've got to watch every single game, and the next one starts here in about 1 minute. So it's probably time for me to say something like, you've been listening to the Dubious Food Committee, or maybe even the Dubious Drinks Committee, a show that airs every day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow for more recipes, or who knows what we'll do. Maybe we'll go out and spot some motts. You never can tell. However, you should stay tuned, though, because right after this show is the Genre Mix and Discussion. That's right, Sound Show, starring DJ Barnacles, coming up in about, I don't know, a minute. So stay tuned, and all that's left for me to say is bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.